My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge.
This morning I had a powerful meditation, a powerful ritual. In this ritual, the process that I take myself is first gratitude, then I create power statements to energize my body and myself, and then I go into the darkness. I go into tapping into my fear. What am I afraid of? And then I end with a prayer. I end with visualizing who am I becoming. See, this process I've been teaching for the past decade, in order for you to tap into flow state and to raise your level of consciousness. See, but the problem is that most of us don't want to step into our fear, don't want to step into our darkness. And I had this conversation yesterday with one of the Accelerator Masterminds, and some of the guys were saying, Raul, I can't connect in the fear part of the ritual. I can't connect with the darkness. You know, I feel like I'm attracting darkness into my life. I feel like I'm attracting more fear into my life. So what I told him is, most of us put shit under the rug, and we hope that shit doesn't show up. See, if every single day you clean up the shit that you're putting under the rug, little by little, what used to scare you before, what you fear before, you're no longer going to fear. It's like going to the gym and you want to get bigger, but all you want to do is do cardio. See, if you only tap into gratitude and step only into the light, you're just doing cardio. Yes, you're going to lose a lot of weight. Yes, you're going to look fit. But if somebody wants to punch you in the face, you're going to knock the fuck down. You have to lift some weights. You have to get fucking stronger. That's where the fear aspect of this process goes in. Because now you step it into fear. You step it into your darkness and you're getting stronger. It's called emotional fitness. See, this morning, my ritual, I started tapping into my darkness because I've been doing this for such a long time that some of the shit that used to scare me before doesn't scare me no more. So now I'm focusing on deeper. What's my darkest fear that I have? What's that feeling of not being enough, not being able to do God's will, not fulfilling His promises in my life? And once I tapped into my darkness, I was able to release it and realize that it's just a matter of time. And I told God, I'm ready. I'm ready. I've done the work. I've put in the work. Bring me the man that I'm going to lead the next generation of leaders. Bring me the man that I'm going to stand for truth. Bring me the man that are not afraid of their darkness. I want to use their darkness to show others the light. My intention for you today is to work in your darkness. Don't be afraid of your darkness. Don't be afraid of tapping into fear. Because if you only live on the light, the enemy is going to punch you in the face and you're going to get knocked the fuck out. But if you manage your darkness and you're not afraid of it, whenever the enemy wants to derail you, you know exactly what to do in order for you to go to the next level. The question for you is, are you ready? Are you ready to lead? Are you ready to fulfill your purpose here on this earth? Are you ready to go all in? Can't wait to see you on April 22nd and 23rd. It's going to be the best event that we've had. Leadership Summit, the Edge Leadership Summit. It's when you see what your darkness looks like and how to use it to find your light. Because the best is yet to come. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're a businessman and you're ready to lead, go to findmynextlevel.com so you can sign up for the Leadership Summit, an experience that's going to help you lead with power. Go to findmynextlevel.com. That's findmynextlevel.com. I'll see you there.